Ah, there's my calling tune. Makes me race to the TV.
The great thing about this, though...
What?
It'll still be Tanya and Steve, but with my stunt double.
Yes.
I'm just going to go over here and leave you with your Steve.
Hello, Steve Wilson.
Well, it's Tanya and Steve on the radio.
It
is. As it should be. Yeah.
Now, if you didn't meet Steve, we had him in for a few weeks ago because Steve was in Game of Thrones. It was Series 2, Episode 7, A Man Without Honour. You played the role of who?
I was Theon Greyjoy's Master of Hounds.
Yes.
The guy leading the hunt for the two small the Stark brothers.
Yeah. Amazing.
So. It was a long while ago.
I went straight home and Googled and found him and saw you. So I've seen yours now.
Yeah.
Seen me.
And it was really like, oh, wow, there you go.
But because this is the last episode ever today, we wanted to get you back in because we have a few questions.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
First one is, well, not so much about what's been before, but are you happy with where we were last week? With the way it went? Because a lot of people aren't.
A lot of people aren't. That's an excellent question. And I have to say, I'm kind of falling down in the camp of I really enjoy what Dave and Dan are doing
with
the series. I just think they could have taken their time. I think there could have been room for another series, to be honest
with
you. Yes. I think it may be rushed because that's the major criticism.
Yep.
But a lot of people are saying that, you know, characters like Jaime and Daenerys, they've done a huge 180.
Yeah.
I don't really think they have. I think there's been lots of pre-warning, particularly with Daenerys.
Yeah.
Anytime you've seen her having to take a really moral hard line on something and just take a stand, whether it's executing the masters or watching her brother being killed, any of this stuff, she's kind of had this fiery, intense look about her. Like she's willing to do the not so easy things. But, you know, what we saw last week was pretty intense, but I think they could have got there a little slower.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think she was destined to be someone who was uncompromising, she was saying, her style of...
Has there been conversations about why they're ending now, meaning we all know how popular it is? Have they come out and said, look, we're just tired, we want to end on top? Is there a particular... Like you just said, they're rushing it, there could have been another series, but are they then rushing it because they're like, no, we don't think we can get another one?
I think they genuinely feel that this is the way to bow out, to kind of leave on a peak. And I think, you know, they were maybe scared of doing a Walking Dead and maybe walking it on for too many seasons and running out of story or whatever, you know. But in this case, it's an adaptation of a series of novels, and the novels aren't even finished yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a really hard place for them to have been working from in the first place anyway. Yeah. But they've decided to even do shortened seasons. Now, tonight, or when we go home afterwards, later on today, we'll be seeing a nearly 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
So it's a really big bow out. So there's still a lot of story left to happen. So I'm dying to see how it all plays out.
Well, one of the things that we were fascinated by watching last week's episode, and it's been the way all the way through, I get it, but particularly when the two tribes faced each other with weapons last week, what are the swords made out of? Because people are willy-nilly throwing swords all over the place.
And
do people get injured? Because are they real steel?
No, that's... there's what's known as a hero sword,
right,
which is real steel, and it's made by their brilliant armory department. And those are only used for very close-ups, so people examining things, or they're doing a clash where it's right up against faces and stuff like that. Most of the time what the actors are swinging would be a stunt sword, and they're very often made out of rubber for the extras. Like, honestly, they can do things with treated latex and stuff like that they spread over. I mean, you want to see the finish on these things. You'd make them, you know, even the ones in the medium to background, you know, the mid shots, they're not made of real steel.
I want to see outtakes now.
I
want to see Jon Snow. Yeah. I want to see his sword bending.
Yeah, I was working on a film called a Jerry Bruckheimer produced movie called King Arthur.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I actually brought home, I was very naughty, I brought home one of the rubber things because it looks so real. Mm. And it's like, you know, you can play around with it, you know. But, you know, when you get close up to some of them, they need to have the hero one. So there's always, and sometimes the actors want, they want a bit of heft.
Mm.
So they'll have a metal sword that's sort of wrapped in something a little bit more easy. So it doesn't have a sharp edge, for example. It will have a dull edge. But it's just so the swords, when they're swinging them around and clash. But trust me, there's the safety, the health and safety. Mm. Every time you get
imagine.
A call sheet in the morning, you'll get these reams and reams of paper to do with health and safety notices. And
I'm surprised the actors don't have to wear high vis.
Yeah.
There's even at the top of the call sheet, there's even a confidential number, a HBO secret, a confidential safety hotline. You know, because if you're even an extra on set, if you're, you know, working on the set at all, and you see somebody behaving in an unsafe way, you can shop them confidentially to HBO. They take it very seriously. So yeah, it looks amazing. Don't forget, some of it is actually CGI.
Yeah, I know. Even,
some of these things are horses and stuff. And
would that be the arrows?
And because you're not going to kill horses and stuff like that, you're very, very careful. And the animal trainers on that show are amazing.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Dragon's real, though.
Dragon is real, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're keeping him in Belfast.
Okay. Look, it's been an incredible ride, and it's great meeting you with your insight into the entire series.
It's a thrill coming in here. I mean, as I say, my role in it isn't gigantic, and even on my CV, it wouldn't be one of my bigger roles, but it is fun coming in and talking about it because, as you say, it's become this massive TV event after the fact,
incredible.
After I was on it. It's great.
Yeah.
So proud to be involved with it.
Tonight, you two.
Who do you think gets the Iron Throne?
Should we wonder, is there even an Iron Throne left?
I don't know.
I mean, you saw what happened to
King's
Cersei.
King's Landing, I know.
You know, is there any Iron Throne to be had?
Maybe not. We'll have to
I just
race.
Can't wait to see what happens.
I know.
What do you mean, is there any to have? The whole thing's based on getting it, now there's none left. What's happened?
She maybe went a little bit overboard, Mary, you know.
With the dragon.
She couldn't find her coffee, maybe that was it.
Did the dragon burn the throne?
Yes, you need to catch up.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Somebody get that girl a Starbucks is what I should say.
Steve, great talking to you again. Thanks for your time.
Not at all. Anytime. Thanks, guys.